scaling laws. Lesson 9, predict loss. But loss is not what you actually want. You want capability. Can this model do the things I need? This lesson is what it takes to measure that. Why measuring it is genuinely hard, and what a working modern evaluation stack looks like. It is the feedback loop the rest of this track has been optimizing toward, and the discipline that distinguishes we made it bigger from we made it better, the basic shape of a benchmark. A language model benchmark is, in its simplest form, a data set of prompts paired with gold answers, plus a metric. You feed each prompt to the model, score the answer, and report the aggregate. The variations are familiar by now. Multiple choice benchmarks ask the model to pick A, B, C, or D. Scoring is unambiguous. Accuracy. Examples: MMLU, multi-subject knowledge, hella swag, common sense completion, reasoning over science questions, truthful QA, resistance to falsehoods. Cheap and reproducible. Executable benchmarks check that produced output works when run. Examples: human eval, Python from a doc string, run the code and check it passes the tests. GSM8K, and math, math problems with a final numeric answer to check. The result is much harder to fake. Instruction following benchmarks check adherence to format and constraints. Example: IF eval, prompts with explicit checkable instructions like give your answer as a JSON object with these keys. Open-ended benchmarks ask a question with no single right answer. Write an essay, plan a trip, summarize this document. These are the hardest to score and require either human judges or another model as judge. A modern LLM is evaluated on a suite of these, not one, because each captures only a slice of capability. Why evaluation is hard? Four reasons. Beneath the calm tables of numbers in a model release are four problems that any working evaluator has to fight. Construct validity. Does the benchmark measure what you think? A benchmark measures performance on its specific data set and format. Whether that performance reflects the capability you care about, the model can reason, the model is helpful, the model is safe, is a separate question. And often the answer is only partially. High MMLU does not mean a model is generally intelligent. It means the model is good at multiple choice questions on academic subjects. The mismatch between what the benchmark scores and what stakeholders care about is called the construct validity problem, and it is the deepest issue in LLM evaluation. Contamination. Did the model see the test set? Modern LLMs are trained on enormous web crawls. Many public benchmarks have leaked into those crawls, either as the original benchmark text or as discussions of the answers. And a model that memorized them scores well on them without actually being good at the underlying task. Contamination is hard to detect, often impossible to rule out, and means that a high score on an old public benchmark is weaker evidence than it looks. The strongest counters are private held-out benchmarks, executable tasks where the answer cannot be memorized as one token, run the code, solve the puzzle, and freshly generated benchmarks. Format sensitivity, small choices, large score swings. The same model evaluated on the same benchmark can score very differently depending on how the prompts are formatted. Zero shot versus few shot, the exact phrasing of the question, whether chain of thought is enabled, how the answer is parsed, and which decoding settings are used. Reported numbers depend on the evaluation harness as much as the model. Two papers reporting MMLU 65 versus 67 may be measuring under different conditions and not directly comparable. This is why community-maintained, version-pinned harnesses, the LM evaluation harness class projects, exist and matter. Open-ended scoring, no single right answer. The most useful evaluations are open-ended. Write a response, do a task. And these have no automatic ground truth. The two practical paths are pairwise human preference at scale, the chatbot arena style approach, show two anonymous model outputs side by side, ask people which is better, and elo-rate the models from the resulting comparisons. Expensive, but high signal. LLM as judge, where another, usually larger model, scores the responses. Cheap but biased, judge models tend to prefer outputs that look like their own, and they have systematic blind spots. Useful for relative comparison within a single project, less so for cross-team rankings. Neither is perfect. The honest move is to know which you are doing and to be cautious about the failure modes. The pragmatic stack. Real evaluation at the level CS336 style teams actually run looks like a layered stack. Held out perplexity on a domain matched held out set during and after training. Smoke test tells you the run is converging and not catastrophically broken. A suite of multiple choice benchmarks, MMLU, RC, Heliswag, Truthful QA, others, covering knowledge, reasoning, and reading comprehension. Cheap, reproducible, contamination aware, use private versions where available. Executable benchmarks for code, human eval, MBPP, harder code suites, and math, GSM8K, math, harder ones. Harder to contaminate, the metric is, does it run? Is the answer correct? Instruction following and format control, if eval, and similar. Important for assistance where format matters. Open-ended evaluation for capability beyond what multiple choice can measure. Pairwise preference, arena style or in-house human raters for ranking, LLM as judge for cheaper relative checks. Domain-specific evaluations when you have them. Customer data tasks, internal benchmarks, A/B, tests in production. Every layer has known weaknesses. The layered stack gets you signal because each one fails differently. No single score is the model's capability. The portfolio is. Why this matters when you build AI. Evaluation is the feedback loop that all the rest of the system's work has been optimizing. If you cannot measure progress, you cannot make it. If you measure the wrong thing, you optimize the wrong thing. The reason modern LLM teams spend significant engineering effort on evaluation infrastructure is that the difference between an honest evaluation stack and a credulous one shows up directly in product quality. The discipline this lesson asks for, treating a single benchmark number with suspicion, watching for contamination, pinning the harness, layering metrics, is what separates a serious training program from a release press kit. It is also what lets you tell the difference, in a paper or release, between a genuine capability advance and a contamination win or a benchmark that has saturated. The next two lessons turn to the data those models are trained on, where construct validity style questions return in a different shape. What you should remember, loss is not capability. Scaling laws predict cross-entropy. What you care about is downstream usefulness. The two are correlated but not identical, and some capabilities appear in jumps rather than smoothly. Benchmark formats, multiple choice, MMLU, R-Key, Heliswag, Truthful K, executable, human eval, GSM8K, math, instruction following, if eval, and open-ended, arena, L's judge. Four reasons evaluation is hard. Construct validity. Does the benchmark measure the capability? Contamination. Did the model see the test set? Format sensitivity. Harness/prompt choices swing scores. And open-ended scoring. No automatic ground truth. Contamination defenses. Private or freshly generated benchmarks. Executable tasks. Run the code. Check the answer. And skepticism toward high scores on old public benchmarks. Open-ended evaluation has two practical paths. Pairwise human preference at scale, chatbot arena style, high signal, expensive, and LLM as judge, cheap, biased toward judge style. Use them with the failure modes in mind. The pragmatic stack is layered, held out perplexity, multiple choice suite, executable benchmarks, instruction following, open-ended preference, plus domain-specific. No single number is the model. The portfolio is. If you cannot measure progress, you cannot make it. Evaluation is the unglamorous feedback loop the rest of this track has been optimizing. And the difference between honest evaluation and a credulous one shows up directly in product quality, not just in reports.